for the Sunshine State.
This is Susan Capicato. I am the director of the hilarious comedy All Aboard and Then Some, about a guy who books a relaxing vacation cruise to Hawaii, only to find his cabin is quadruple booked with some crazy characters. So come sail away with us at the historic Ritchie Suncoast Theater in downtown Newport Ritchie, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tickets are $25. Call the theater box office now at 727-842-6777. You don't even have to pack a bag. Bon voyage.
Hi, welcome to the concierge segment of our show. I'm so glad that you joined us. We do the concierge segment with fun things to do in the area, as I'm a real concierge as well. And I love my part-time job as a concierge, and that's what this show is about, bringing you the best of the best in town. And I have a special guest. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Susan Capicato.
Yes, and we're going to be right back because this song goes with her play that she is directing in Newport Ritchie this weekend, and we'll be right back. So that goes hand in hand with this. Everybody, stop what you're doing and take out your calendar because you do not want to miss this amazing show. And I'm so excited to learn more about it. So tell us about the play, how you came up with the idea.
Well, the play is called All Aboard and Then Some. And it's written by a very funny playwright by the name of John Smitherman.
Okay.
And the show revolves around the lead is John Douglas. He's basically written about himself, really.
Okay.
John Smitherman always writes his shows with himself as the character.
That's a smart move.
Yes. And John Douglas is overworked, stressed out, going through a divorce, and he just needs to get away. So he books a cruise by himself, a two-week getaway to Hawaii.
You know, somebody's listening to this in the car, and they're going, I'm going through that right now. I'm going to do that.
Yes. Except you don't want to be John Douglas, because he booked his cruise, and the cruise ship quadruple booked his cabin.
Oh.
With four zany characters that all come in and come out, and there's luggage everywhere, and he thinks he's losing his mind, because there's luggage here, luggage there, and then suddenly the luggage is gone, and people just appear and disappear, and no one, yeah, it's that
God.
Kind of comedy. In the door, out the door.
Now, is it a musical?
No. Okay. It is a straight play comedy.
Okay, and how did you find your actors?
We hold open auditions at Ritchie Suncoast Theater. We hold why can't I say that?
Open auditions.
open auditions, and we had a really good turnout.
How many people would apply, would you say?
You know, I had a really good turnout for this one. Usually for straight plays, we'll get maybe 10 to 20 people or so will come out for that.
Okay.
Musicals, of course, especially if there's a lot of children involved. In fact, just the other day they did auditions for Matilda the Musical.
Oh, really?
And she had upwards of 60, 70 people on each day, and they were held for 2 days.
Oh.
So
do they go through agents, or do they go through?
No, it's just community theater, experienced, non-experienced. They all just come on out, and
have you ever thought of, I have a lot of casting director friends and people that are agents. Have you ever thought about bringing them out to watch the plays, because they always sign people?
You know, we post all of our marketing promos and our posters and everywhere, all over the Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Theater Networks and Tampa Bay Plays, all these stuff. So, you know, it's out there for them to see.
Right.
So if they want to contact us, absolutely.
Oh, very cool.
And we're always open to that.
Because I remember, you know, there's a lot of directors that I would talk to, and they would say, oh, you know, I went to this play and I found this star.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know who's sitting in the audience.
That's right.
I do have to say, you know, I used to know Joe Jackson. I went to his house, Michael Jackson's father.
Wow.
And I have to write a book. But anyway, long story short, he found this girl in high school that was a singer. And he sat in the back of the auditorium in Las Vegas, and he heard there was a talent show. And, you know, he was there and he signed her. And
wow,
that was pretty cool. You just don't know who's watching or know somebody.
Exactly.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And so the shows start tomorrow.
Yes, we open tomorrow night, Friday at 8, March 3rd.
Right.
Yeah, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The Friday and the Saturday show are at 8 p.m., and the Sunday is a matinee at 2 p.m.
Oh, at 2 p.m. Okay, uh-huh. That's super cool. That's, and how many can it seat in that area?
We have 300 seats in our historic theater. Richie Suncoast Theater was built in 1920.
Wow.
Can
you tell us the history of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was originally built in the 20s for the silent film stars. It was actually, back in the day, downtown Newport Richie was a heyday for all the silent film actors.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Gloria Swanson comes to mind.
Okay.
And then there's some others. And they would, their movies would be portrayed at the theater. They would come for their big galas down there. The big Hacienda Hotel is in downtown Newport Richey. And that has now been refurbished.
Oh.
But the Hacienda Hotel was where they all stayed and they, you know, they partied. And it was like little Hollywood in downtown Newport Richey there at the Hacienda. And that has now been taken over by a private company and they've restored it. And it's now open to book rooms. They have a nice restaurant there.
Oh, really?
So they're really trying to bring the downtown area back to its heyday back in the 20s.
What about parking for the show?
There is free parking all over town. There's
okay.
a big parking lot, big public spot parking spots behind the theater, and then there's street parking.
Okay.
So
can they bring food or anything in, or is there like a concession stand?
We do. We have concessions. We also serve beer and wine.
Okay.
And we have snacks too. So
okay.
Yeah.
So can they bring that in the theater, or is it outside during the intermission?
We don't. They don't bring in any outside food.
Right.
They can purchase it at the concession stand in theater.
But can they bring it inside?
Oh yes.
Yes, okay.
They can bring it into their seating area.
So they can have a glass of wine sitting watching the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
That's super cool. Mm-hmm. How long have you been a director?
I started directing, I want to say about 7 or 8 years ago, I directed my first show. I've been acting since 1997, and I actually started out in this theater at Richie Suncoast.
Do you have an agent?
No.
Why?
I just do community theater stuff.
But I'm going to hook you up with a couple. I got to send you somebody.
Okay.
And send those photos because they love, the agents love theater.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that there's more filming coming. There's more things that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you could try it and just,
you know. Yeah, you never know, right?
He said to send 20 pictures over and tell them what you do in your resume.
There you go.
So you have an agent by this week.
That'd be something, right?
Yeah.
But I started actually acting at Richie Suncoast Theater in 97.
Okay.
And I've been doing plays there ever since. And
you take acting lessons when you were younger?
Nope. I just went out on the whole community theater thing where you just go out and you try out and sort of just gain your experience as you go. You learn from really good directors and other people.
What happens when somebody's on stage? Have you ever had a chance where somebody flubbed up on a line and then you start laughing? And tell us what happened about, like, how did you get over that?
You know, you just kind of roll with it. The audience is very forgiving, actually. I don't think people realize that, you know, they think, oh, the audience is going to be so upset if you mess up. They don't. They love it. Actually, the audience kind of
And they probably don't even know.
Yeah, no, they don't even know.
Yeah.
Actually, they don't know your lines. You know your lines.
Right.
So, you know, many times they're just like, oh, I didn't even notice that. Or if they do, and if it's a big one where everybody starts to laugh. I remember there was one in particular. Our theater was run for about 20 years by a very nice man named Charlie Skelton.
Okay.
And he was actually acting in one of the shows I was in with him, and something, I think there was a storm outside or something, and there was a surge, and the whole theater went dark. The whole theater. On stage, the stage lights went out, the house lights went, everything went completely dark for that 2 seconds.
Right.
Went out, and then it came back on. And everybody's kind of looking around, and Charlie just stayed right in character, and he goes, oh, look, an eclipse.
Oh, that's funny.
And everybody just started laughing, and everybody was relaxed because then we just picked up right where we left off.
Okay.
So, you know, it happens. You know, people drop a line. You either have to cover for them or try to lead them into their next line or skip it and just keep it moving.
Right.
You know, you can't freeze.
Yeah, another question about acting and some of the actors. Maybe you have all different ages, I'm sure, that come in audition.
Yep.
Where can they find out about the next audition? that would be, you know, coming up?
Richie Sunco's Theater has a website, richiesuncostheater.com.
Okay.
And they also have a Facebook page, and they advertise all their upcoming auditions on both of those.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Now, are the actors paid, or is it volunteer?
It's all volunteer.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, community theater is all volunteer. We don't.
Do they have, like, a donation box or anything for the actors?
No, unfortunately. That would be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, a gratuity. You know, could put a little box in gratuity for actors, because that is a lot of their time.
Yes.
To do that.
It very much is. It's a good 4 to 6 week commitment, about 3-4 nights a week.
Okay.
We rehearse.
And how long do you rehearse?
I try to keep rehearsals down to 3 hours or less.
Okay.
Musicals, though, will require longer because you've got music, you've got choreography, you've got everything.
Wow.
A lot more involved.
So if somebody wants to audition, they go to the website and they can check that out.
Mm-hmm.
How is it to memorize lines? You know, that's a big thing. People say, I want to do theater, but how do you memorize that? What is your secret?
That's why I direct now, because I don't want to memorize lines anymore. I just like telling people what to do.
They don't have cue cards or anything? It's all...
No cue cards. Right. No, you just memorize them. But I'll tell you when I was acting, though, and still even now. But the best way to learn your lines is to record them.
Mm-hmm.
Record your lines, your scenes. Read your lines and read the opposing party's lines as well. And then just listen to it over and over in your car, at home. Just constantly have it running. It becomes like a song.
Right.
You just learn the words. You ever listen to a song so many times, you can sing right along with it?
Exactly.
That's the same thing.
My gosh, I can't even memorize half the phone numbers on my phone except my husband. You know, if I lost my phone, I mean, do you have the same thing?
Nobody knows phone numbers anymore.
Yeah, like, if you came to the top of, like, of how many people that you have memorized their phone number on your phone?
You know, I still remember my phone number from when I was a kid.
Me too.
And I think that's the last number I remember.
I know. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
See, that's why I became a stage manager, because I just feed people lines. I don't have to memorize.
There you go. Yeah. That's why I'm directing. Exactly.
Our amazing engineer. Bobby, you have a background in production.
Yes, yep.
Tell us about that real quick.
Well, it's primarily the degree stage management, but I've kind of ventured off to the production management side of things, mostly just because that's where I found the most opportunity
so far.
So, long as I stay somewhere in the industry, I'm happy.
You have to give her your resume. Lola, don't worry. He's still staying at the
stage. I'll be here.
Take him away.
Our station owner, we're going to come back. We're going to play her commercial again. So
get that popped up here real quick.
Yeah, and we have about, another 15 minutes yet.
Oh, good.
Anybody has a question for her, we'd love to have you call in. Mm-hmm. 727-441-3000. Again, 727-441-3000 if you have a question about the play or being an actor. I should audition. Oh, Carrie K. Davis said she should audition. She loves to sing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
we need singers.
And you know what? I will tell you, a lot of the film directors that I work with in the past, they have said, I love theater people. I know that they're serious actors, and I will get them more work because they are theater. And I've always remembered that. So we'll be right back. Let's go to that commercial.
This is Susan Capicato. I am the director of the hilarious comedy All Aboard and Then Some, about a guy who books a relaxing vacation cruise to Hawaii, only to find his cabin is quadruple booked with some crazy characters. So come sail away with us at the historic Richie Suncoast Theater in downtown Newport Richie, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Tickets are $25. Call the theater box office now at 727-842-6777. You don't even have to pack a bag. Bon voyage.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to 6 people, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and